It is the last day in February, and that means it is the last day for the Northern Community Radio Reading Challenge. Now, Tammy Bobrowski says you can count a book if you read if you're starting it today. It can count.
Well.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, not if you're not going to continue through the next day. I mean, that's not right.
And you see, I have a book down by my chair in the living room that I read, and then I have a book by my bed that I read.
I do too.
And actually, there are three or four in that pile by my bed that I'm reading that are unfinished as yet. And of course, at the rate that I read, it'll be a long, long time. But I did move a great pile of books over to my father-in-law's, who's also a great reader. I should include him and his books in this.
Yes, you should. I have a big pile by my bathtub.
Oh, nice.
That's where I like to read.
You know, and I do too. And I actually built a rack that goes across the top of my tub.
Really?
That I can put the book on so I can keep my hands free and, you know, just...
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't often say this, but lucky duck.
Well,
you know,
what happened was I got this book that I wanted to read, and the book was so heavy and so big that I couldn't hold it up in the bathtub long enough to read it. So I thought, I've got to do something here. So I built a little book rack for my bathtub.
Well, you know, we're going to learn more about what some folks are reading, whether it's Two Holy Men, maybe it's Shipwreck, An Optimistic Guide to Our Complicated World. There's a range of book topics we're going to hear about in Paddle, Minnesota now. Producer Jim Gallagher talks with three Minnesota authors, Sue Leaf, Mark Knutzel, and Mary the Kayak Lady, about the books that they are reading this winter.
Earlier in February, before the thaw, I watched a family group of trumpeter swans fly low over Grace Lake, where I live. It was below zero, and there were several feet of ice covering the lake. Open water was nowhere to be seen. Somewhere not too far away, the swans had found enough open water to roost each night. For the rest of us waiting to dip a paddle, we'll have to wait just a little bit longer. Until then, it's a good time to read a book. I'm Jim Gallagher, and today on Paddle, Minnesota, as part of the Winter Reading Challenge, I'm talking with three Minnesota authors you might have heard here on Northern Community Radio talking about the books they've written. Today, I ask them what they're reading. Sue Leaf is the author of Portage, One Family, A Canoe, and the Search for the Good Life. Sue, tell me what you're reading this winter.
One of the things I am making my way through is Tom Friedman's book, Thank You for Being Late. It just came out last fall, and I heard him speak at the Westminster Town Hall Forum in Minneapolis in December and then bought the book after that. It's a little bit of a slog, so it's a good winter read rather than a beach read. It's also very rewarding, and I think it's going to get easier. I'm through the toughest parts now, which was when he's explaining the increase in technological capacity. I mean, I think a lot of that went right over my head. He's now offering in the book, towards the last third, solutions to some of the difficult conundrums that the United States and the world, in fact, are facing. And it's interesting to get another take on things.
Friedman he's sort of an interesting character. He's a classmate of the Coen brothers. He graduated from the same high school, I think the same year as the Coen brothers.
No, yeah, I think he's a little younger. So he's not 70. He's my class.
Okay.
1971. I was in Alexander Ramsey in Roseville, and he was across the cities in St. Louis Park. I feel kind of a kinship with him, and he is a world traveler and, you know, has written widely on the Middle East, speaks Arabic, studied Arabic in college. He has seen quite a bit, and especially with his permanent post at the New York Times, he has access to a lot of different people, which makes him an interesting guy to read.
Sounds like a challenging book to read.
It's not something you sit down and the pages just fly by. I actually have, during the worst parts of it, I assigned myself 20 pages a day to make sure I was not losing my way in the book to retain the thread of argument that he's using. But like I said, he's not technically writing. He's writing for an average educated reader. And, you know, he wrote the book before the election. He adjusted the book after the election, and when I heard him speak, he was using the election as kind of a reference point to illustrate a lot of the things he's talking about in the book. So, it's a really good book. Timely.
That was Sue Leaf talking about Tom Friedman's book, Thank You for Being Late, published in 2016. Mark Neusel is the co-author of the book, The Canoe, A Natural History in North America. Mark is also a communications and journalism professor at St. Thomas University in St. Paul. So, Mark, what are you reading right now?
As you know, Jim, because it's winter time, we tend to want to read perhaps some material that makes us think about not being winter time, or maybe warmer weather anyway. And that's what I usually do, but this year I've decided to try and move in a somewhat different direction because I've always been interested in the Great Lakes, and I've always been interested in anything nautical, really, of course, with the canoe book, but I started reading more and more about shipwrecks, and I became kind of morbidly fascinated with shipwrecks. So the book I'm reading right now is a book called Torn in Two, and it came out last year. The author is a guy by the name of Schumacher, and it's about the sinking of one of the ore boats on Lake Huron, actually. The boat was the Daniel J. Morrell, and it's a really good read, and I would recommend it.
When did that ship go down?
It was in the mid-60s, I want to say about 1966, and the reason that it's a good read is, of course, there was a survivor. And so it's really kind of the story of the fellow that made it. Everybody else died in the accident, but one guy who managed to make his way to a lifeboat, and everybody else on the lifeboat died either that night or the next day, or maybe the next night. And then, but this fellow did not. And so it's a little bit of his story, and it's a little bit of a story about the ship itself. And then it's a little bit of a story about what happens next in terms of shipping regulations and maybe some more safety features and some Coast Guard changes and stuff like that.
One survivor, and it sounds like it might be one of those sort of seminal stories that led to changes in the shipping industry.
I suspect that's coming next. I'm just starting to get to that part where we've got the guy back in the hospital, and the legislators and the shipping industry and the Coast Guard and the other folks are now talking about what could make things safer. And I'm pretty sure that in the next few pages I'm going to find out about some of those changes.
That was Mark Neusel talking about the book Torn in Two, A Story of a Shipwreck on Lake Huron. You're listening to Paddle, Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. Mary the Kayak Lady is also known as Mary Scheidler. She's the author of the book, The Kayak Lady, One Woman, One Kayak, 1,007 Lakes. What are you reading right now, Mary?
Right now I'm reading The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. And this is a week-long interview by Douglas Abrams of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And the Dalai Lama, when they did this a year ago, the Dalai Lama had turned 80, Desmond Tutu is 84, and it's a week-long interview of their conversation and questions, and they're both very wise men.
Is it a challenging book to read?
Oh, no. No, not challenging. It's humorous, it's delightful because it's reassuring, and we certainly are living in a changing world. And here are these two men that have both grown up under, you know, difficult conditions. Dalai Lama was taken from his parents when he was 2 years old, and of course living through many changes in South Africa. Desmond Tutu knows change and hardship, and these two men are full of joy. And, they could be bitter and angry, but they're not.
So is that the take-home for you, to try to be upbeat and happy in the face of circumstances where you maybe could be something else?
You know, that is a take-home for me. I've got one client who says, may we always live in interesting times. And we are definitely doing that. I'm just reading this for my own comfort and knowledge.
Recommend it to others?
I would. It's not a hard read. It's interesting. There's wisdom. I'm actually in a lay ministry class right now, and this was one of the books that one of the ministers said, hey, take this and read it. I think you'll like it.
That was Mary Scheidler talking about The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World by Douglas Abrams. With the sound of water dripping off the roof, the air once again has a smell. Patches of bare ground are peeking through the snow. Our long slide into springtime has begun. It isn't here just yet. I'm pretty sure there's still time to read another book.
It's Paddle, Minnesota. It's made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Let us know what you are reading. The last day of our Northern Community Radio Reading Challenge. I think we're going to do it again, so not last day ever, but we want to hear from you what you are reading. You can post in our Facebook page or you can send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. If